Welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about anything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons and various other games. We also talk about things that are not games. Well, I guess you say they're not games. Politics is a bit of a game. We talk about it a lot. So silly me, signal range, lost the call. Now let's see if I can get back to those show notes that Kano gave me. And yep. He texted me more stuff. I had time to read it. Oh my. Well, this is sad. I can't read it. I'm hoping that he calls in. That's it. I guess he wants you to know that we now have 75 international phone numbers. Any one of which somebody listening to this podcast could use to call in and talk with me. And stop this from being a dead podcast. I know. Some nights we do real well on our own. But it would be nice to talk to you anyway. I'd like to hear what's on your mind, know what's going on. I don't know how to comment on that. That's it. He says, red buds. Says, do not plant red buds anywhere where you want to raise fish. Apparently, red buds kill fish. Personally, I don't know if that's true or not, but I would definitely make an effort to find out. I wonder if there's any other legumes that are poisonous to fish. I know mulberries are good to plant by streams and ponds and even lakes, because whatever mulberries you don't pick fall into the water and feed the fish, and fish love them. Makes for some really healthy fish if you have a mulberry tree. Might even be a way to catch some fish, put some mulberries on a hook. Your vegetarian fish will get a surprise. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if red buds are bad for fish or not. I know Kano has said they are a couple of times. I know he got it from someplace. And, you know, generally I trust his ability to do research. He may point out where the research came from one of these days. And we may conduct some experiments to see what happens if we put redbud stems in water that we have fish living in. I don't know. Maybe it's something that's given off by the roots. I don't know. So, it's not being an expert in the subject, I can't say one way or the other. But I will say that I would take caution. And consider not planting red buds anywhere near where I wanted to raise fish. Which could be a problem. Because we want to put in a big pond on the bottom of our land. And there's actually a lot of red buds growing in that area. Sending up shoots high into the sky. Well, okay, passing El Dorado Springs Agape Church. They got a sign out saying, God loves you. And I know. I can prove the existence of God, but I can't necessarily prove the nature of God. You know, let's put it this way. Something brought this universe into existence, and it wasn't me. So I know I exist, and I know something outside of me exists. And I assume all those other human beings I run across, that they exist too. But I don't really have any proof of that. They could all be figments of my imagination. I could be in some sort of computer simulation, maybe, and they're all NPCs, and I'm talking to NPCs right now. But I tend to think that maybe you're real and you're contemplating such things as well, and wondering if maybe I'm an NPC. That'd be a non-player character for people who are not familiar with role-playing games. Or video games, for that matter. Anyway, I tend to think that anything that seems to react the way I do, seems to look similar to me, must have the same state of existence as I do. And some of those things are only similar, so maybe they have similar states of existence to what I do. Okay, and driving through traffic, I forgot completely where I'm going with this. Maybe I should re-roll the thought, back up the podcast and listen to what I just said so I can figure out what the heck I was trying to go. Oh, well. You know, I'll listen to the podcast later and go, dummy. Oh, yeah. Proving God's existence. Okay. So there's this universe that surrounds us. While I can't even prove the nature of it, you know, I don't know for sure that the car I see in front of me is a car and not just some spark in a computer circuit or whatever. You know, maybe the perceptions in my brain are wired all wrong. And I'm really going through a jungle as a mouse trying to avoid cats. I'm imagining that I'm a man driving a car going down the road. So it's, you know, I can't necessarily prove that, but I do know that whatever is causing me to have these sensations is something outside of me. I didn't create it. It's too complex. There's too much to it. It's more than I can even imagine. And that's just for an easy, simple day. So that tells me there has to be something outside of me that created this, you know, brought it about. Now, as to the nature of that thing that brought everything about, you know, what's the nature of the creator? Well, there's, you know, I hate to break it to the atheists, but even atheists believe in God. It's just the God they believe in is a dumb, unknowing universe that just kind of collides things together at random. And could be that that's the nature of God, that he's all-powerful, dumb and ignorant, uncaring, all right? Not necessarily evil, just, you know, it'd be a universe of it is what it is. And, you know, that's a possibility. I tend, though, to think that God is intelligent and all-knowing and loving, along with being all-powerful. And it's, you know, some philosophers have suggested that there's an infinite number of possibilities as to the nature of God. That it's entirely possible that God could be evil. I find that a little difficult to reconcile with the universe I observe. If you're all-knowing and all-powerful, why would you bother creating something that you hated? So I guess by default, God has to be all-loving. Because why would an all-powerful being create something that it didn't love? I don't know. Can't answer those questions. I can speculate, but I can't really answer them. Well, self-driving cars would be handy right now. Not sure if I trust them. Considering how badly they botched the airbags when they first put them out. Forced them upon us. And I suppose they'll force the automated cars on us as well. And one of these days, I'll get out there on the road with my old jalopy that requires a driver, and they'll blame me for 100 accidents. Let's see now. Hell, brimstone, revelation. Why would a good God make people suffer? Well, like, there's a lot in the English version of the Bible that talks about the fires of eternity, eternal damnation. To be honest, I think what we're in right now is the eternal damnation. And it's been our choice to make it that. And a lot of us just go along to get along. And we don't challenge anybody who claims to be an authority. We don't challenge established orders. Overall, we just go along to get along. And we can actually live a pretty pleasant life doing that. But we set up all these systems of authority, and we wonder why the psychopaths run for office. The answer is pretty simple. He didn't set up offices of service. He set up offices of authority. You didn't set up offices where people serve you. You set up offices where people tell you what to do. Problem being is if you set up offices of service, that would require some thought on your part. Jeez, some bright lights both in front of me and behind me. Go on fast. I appreciate it. I don't like being blinded from behind. We set up these positions of authority. And we do elections. Where a whole bunch of us get together, and 51% or more of us tell 49% or less, you must live the way we said. And of course, when you entered into that system, 49% or less, you kind of agreed. Okay, I'll go along with whatever the majority said. And I don't know, I read my scriptures. I can't say that I believe that they're 100% the inspired, unadulterated, inspired word of God. I think there's a lot of spiritual truth in them. And a lot of wisdom. I guess if somebody was proved that the Bible is really written by some crazy man that nobody wanted to listen to. So 100 years later when somebody else picked up the book and looked at it, and they were able to prove it, or some other thing that would tend to discredit it, my faith in what I've learned from it won't be shaken. I'm afraid there's a lot of Christians out there that if they've got any evidence at all that their scriptures were not quite 100%, that would shake their faith to the core and they might lose it. Anyway. I got something to think. Figure out where I was trying to go with this again. Well, we all, in this modern world, practice authoritarianism. We tell each other how to live, and you know, we look to the Constitution and say, yeah, that was inspired by God because the forefathers said so. But one of the things it calls for is for elections. People getting together and vote and agreeing to the decision of the masses. And my understanding of what God said in the scripture is that we're not supposed to practice authority one man over another. And that's precisely what a democratic vote is a bunch of men practicing authority over a bunch of other men. We outvoted you, so you must live with our decision. Well, that's fine. Even if we weren't practicing authority, one man or another, I still have to live with the decisions you make, and often do anyway. I don't appreciate them, but, you know, I have to live with them. I might at some point successfully shake off the shackles that you've laid down on my shoulders because you're too lazy to govern yourself, too afraid to let me govern myself. But, you know, what do you think, I'm going to run amok and go crazy? You know, that was the case. And that was really causing harm and damage and whatever. Well, to be honest, that's what they make bullets for. Depending on the nature of the harm and damage that I'm doing. So instead we got this system where we're supposed to give up our God-given free will to 51% of the other people. Let's see now. Brimstone and fire. Why would God make people suffer? Yeah, I answered that already. I think we're the ones who make people suffer. We're not. We're not creative enough to allow others to live their lives. We gotta try to limit and control them and prevent them from doing their own thing. And I say this mostly because we're afraid. And we can't accept that somebody else might be able to handle something we can't. Without doing harm to others. And we might be right. But we do that person more harm by putting limitations on his actions that are not necessarily natural limitations, by stepping outside of the natural law, the common law, and forming associations and societies that feel safer when we're enslaved, or for that matter, when we're killed. It's one of the projects of the New World Order. Get rid of 90% of humanity. Try to reset the clock by a few decades or centuries or whatever. Oh my. Yeah, I'm rambling along. I'm about to run out of show notes. No. Red Tower, a list of evil players. Yeah. Actually, I've been playing Mysteria Legacy lately. But yeah, in Red Tower, there was people who... You'd make flags, and somebody else come along and destroy the flag. For no other reason than they could. It wasn't so much that they wanted to gain more territory. It's just they didn't want you to have it. Among other things, Red Towers hadn't developed PvP yet, as far as I know. But those would be the players. They would seek you out and kill you just for the fun of resetting your game on you. And it seems that in the game Mysteria Legacy, there are very similar players. Seems like the game is mostly filled with them. Let's see, you know, I want 49 north, 71 north. So I should probably take this first exit, this first on-ramp, I should say. It exits 54. And enters 71. Which means I'm going to have to drive a lot faster. Which means I'm not going to be able to read any more of these show notes. I scared him into the other lane. necessarily a bad thing. See now, construction up ahead. Looks like. Reduce speed limit, slow down to 65. I'd have to speed up to achieve that. As I'm only doing 60 at the moment. Not too many people on the freeway at the moment. That's a good thing. Wish my cruise control worked. One of many things I'll have to fix. Alrighty. About to leave the city of Nevada behind me. Okay. If it's true that Eve cheated on Adam with Satan, what makes us think we can find a faithful woman? Oh my. I can't say that's a new one. I've heard that theory before. There's also a theory that before Eve, there was, I can't remember her name. Anyway, there's this mythology that there was another woman who was governed by nothing but evil. And that she was Adam's first wife. But scripture says that Eve's name was named Eve because she was the mother of all flesh on the earth. Now, I'm not sure what that means, because I don't think she was the mother of all the chickens and goats and pigs and various other animal flesh on the earth. So it could be that the King James left some portion of the translation out. So I don't think there was one before Eve. Anyway. And as far as Eve cheating on Adam with Satan, well, yeah, I don't know. I don't find that in Scripture. She did listen to the serpent. The serpent did beguile her into believing certain things. It seems to me that an all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-loving God would have been aware of the temptation, would have known the results of it. And yet he created her and him and us the way he did anyway. The question of Eve cheating on Adam. Yeah. Well, I suppose the serpent would be the only one she could have done with. No, that's not true. There were animals in the field. Yeah. Anyway. That faithful woman I'm looking for. Apparently, judging by Kano's show notes, she don't exist. Even the first woman was a cheater. Let's see now. DC Department. How did you get into credit card debt? Oh, credit card. Well, it's credit card debt. What are you talking about? Wasn't CC Department. I see now. Well, he's asking me. I don't have any credit card debt at this time. I haven't had any credit card debt for over 30 years. None. Zero. I did get in a lot of credit card trouble type debt. Both my ex and I had borrowed, bought things based on credit, and had our credit maxed out when we got married. We were a perfect match. Those idiots falling for the easy money scam. Let's see now, what's the next part? Oops. Yeah, stay in your lane, guy. Let's wait for this guy to pass me. Let's see now, how to prevent credit card debt. Don't use them, yeah. I agree. Don't use credit cards, and you won't have credit card debt. Okay, now don't use them on stupid things, like hospital bills and garbage that you don't really need. Well, some people really think they need the hospital pretty badly. Sometimes they feel the only way they can pay it is with a credit card. Tell you what, that hospital typically is a lot more forgiving on debt than any credit card company is. They might not be very forgiving, but they're more likely to forgive you than the credit card is. You might be able to approach them and say, hey, this is all I got. Will you take it? Offer them less than what they asked. Offer them something that's affordable to you. Somebody pointed out Scripture that basically every 7 years all debt was to be forgiven, that we actually have something like that in place in our society, and we call it bankruptcy. basically what they do is they hunt down whatever assets you got, and they pay off whoever you owed money as best they can. And then they say, that's it, it's done, it's over. And they let you do that every so many years. And scripturally, you're supposed to forgive all debt every 7 years, across the board, everybody, all at once. So once every 7 years, the entire society is debt-free. Every 50 years, they get to do that 2 years in a row. Plus, every 50 years, I think it's every 50 years. I'm not sure on this one. No, I think it's every 7 years they're supposed to return the land back to its original owners. It might be every 50 years. I'm not sure. I know something extra happens on the Jubilee, but I can't remember what it is. Other than the fact that you got 2 years that you don't harvest. Anyway, so yeah, a friend pointed that out to me. It's like, you know, he'll go as long as he can and pay off his debts as best he can, but he looks at it this way. It's equivalent to the debt forgiveness every 7 years. So you file bankruptcy, and if all these companies were too dumb and too stupid to not loan you more money than you could ever possibly pay, then it's not your fault that you can't pay it. So, bankruptcy. About every 5 years, I guess, or something like that. I don't know. Well, Kano, where are you? Call in already. Oh, my. Got another hour to go. Let's see now. Veganism. Is its own religion. I've run across vegans that are quote unquote ethical vegans. They don't do it because it's better for their body. They do it because they feel bad eating something with a face. So don't tell them you turned that jack-o'-lantern into a pie. Granted, they probably wouldn't eat the pie anyway because you probably use egg in it. And murdered some unborn chick in order to have your cake. Yeah, it's sort of there are some religious fanatics among the vegans. they talk about it being cruel to kill and eat an animal. And I ask them, what makes you think it's less cruel to eat a head of lettuce? You know, it may not have lungs, but it does breathe. It's been demonstrated to have feelings. They're aware of their environment. You can interact with it to some degree. The trees will actually communicate with each other, give each other chemical signals to tell it, hey, I'm being attacked by boar beetles. Y'all need to make thicker bark, more dense bark, so the beetles can't get in. They do literally tell each other these things. They don't do it with their mouths. They don't have mouths. But they do release chemicals back and forth. Trees and plants will actually communicate with trees and plants that are not even in their own species. So, I guess if you're a vegan, because you don't want to hurt anything that's alive, well, the Jains in ancient India one-upped you. They wouldn't drink water unless they strained it first, because they didn't want to harm any germs. Not that they knew what a germ was, but apparently they were aware that there was living organisms in the water that they couldn't see. So they did their best to remove them before they drank the water. Not because they thought they were yucky, but because they didn't want to harm them. They wouldn't eat it, it didn't fall off of a tree. They didn't want to kill anything that was living, including plants. I think they would accept offered food. But I'm not sure on that. If you cook them a good steak, they might eat it. I'm not sure. I'd have to look into the details of Jainism. There are vegans who eat their diet that they eat for health reasons. And there is a lot of validity to that. For one, there's some conditions that if you're suffering them, it's a good idea to refrain from eating meat for a while. That's a serious bright sign. I can understand wanting to see, but I would think that you want everybody else to be able to see also when you're on the freeway. There's brights in my eyes were in the back of the car were so bright I couldn't see ahead of me. Thank you. I know, lately on the freeways I've been seeing lights that are so bright they make it look like daylight in front of the vehicle that has them. And I don't know. It seems to me that that's a hazard of some sort. Strong potential to make oncoming traffic blind. At the very least, it's kind of inconsiderate. And I suppose if there's nobody coming at you and nobody in front of you, the brighter the better. So there's other people on the road. There's kind of a maximum level of brightness that's tolerable. Anyway, where were we before I got bothered by bright lights? Oh, vegans. Yeah, vegans who do it for ethical reasons tend not to be ethical. Vegans who do it for health reasons, well, they do tend to be healthier. Let's see now. The original vegans only did not consume dairy products. Oh, vegetarian. Now there's like a dozen different vegan groups, and most of them do not agree with each other. The ethical vegans are the worst. The radicals of the vegan community. Yeah, I want to be mean to a vegan. Turn him into a Jane. Prove to them that lettuce can scream. That it's aware of its environment. That it knows when another head of lettuce is being chopped up. And suffers trauma when it happens. The only thing is, they don't have any mouths that we can hear screaming. So, we eat them. Well, the truth is, most people who eat meat, they probably wouldn't eat as much meat if they had to go out and do the butchering themselves. You know, you look into a cow's deep, brown, soulful eyes, and some people have no trouble butchering that, and others, well, others would go vegan. Like, I can't eat that. Got a face, got a mother. But like my daughter, who, when she was, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, probably 6 or 7 years old, we had just gone to, I guess it was McDonald's or or no, it's probably Jack in the Box. And she's on this big kick at the time, I think, about how unethical KFC was with their chicken. And yeah, it's true. Overall, industrially farmed chickens is pretty unclean, pretty unhealthy for the birds. And I don't know if something came on the radio or what, but my daughter stated emphatically, I would never eat a cow. And she took another bite out of her hamburger. And I had to kind of look at her funny and say, you're eating one now. And that hamburger kind of got unchewed out of her mouth. She was in shock and horror. Oh, my. Well, say stop at Sandy. If I stop at Sandy's, if she's open, I'll have to conduct some business during the podcast. Chances are she's not open. But I'm here. I stick my nose in here and see if she's open. Now entering the city of Butler, and all the sign says is Butler with an arrow. Another one says two-way traffic. 35 miles per hour up ahead. Oh, there we go, a proper Butler sign. Doesn't say welcome to, it just says City of Butler, population 4,219. And let's see now, I think that's, nope. Sandy's Herb and Spice Shop looks sort of like a warehouse. Anyway, I'll guess whether it's open or not based on how many lights I see. Oh no, I'm actually doing the speed limit. Kano says I drive like a girl. I should take that as a compliment. Apparently girls are very wise about their driving. Let's see now. There's a car parked out front. I see no lights on. This is Sandy's Herbs. 507 South Orange in Butler. Sandy's Herb and Spices, Nature's Sunshine product. All right. Well, they didn't pay for the advertising, but I guess they got it. It's a good place to stop. So I'll have to tell her we advertise her on the podcast. I'm sure all three of our listeners will rush on down and start giving her business. And just down the street from her is a bulk food place. I haven't stopped it yet. One of these days I'll have to check it out. Let's see now. So, since I'm not stopping there, West Fort Scott Road, and back to the freeway. Oh boy, there's a McDonald's. Just so you know, folks, I don't eat at McDonald's. I suppose the only ethical reason I can give for why I don't eat at McDonald's is because they literally make me sick to my stomach. Just about everything they serve there. I think I can drink their coffee, but that's about it. You know, I could probably drink their sweet tea. But since I don't go to McDonald's, I probably won't find out. And there goes another Sonics. And a Taco Bell, which is part of a gas station. Let's see now. All right, 4971 North is what I want. Yay! Well, unless Kano finds signal, you're going to have to listen to another 40 minutes of me sort of monologuing. I wonder if my gaps are as long as I feel like. Let's see now. Cosby found guilty on all three sexual assault charges. Yeah, until I read that, I wasn't aware that there was three of them. I don't know what to say. I know from past experience that our media pretty much only reports what it's told to report. I know our court systems are corrupt. I know it's kind of usual for a woman to accuse a man of rape just because she wants to get one over on him. And if there's one woman that accuses a celebrity of rape, there's going to be 100 more. Now, that said, I don't know that Crosby didn't rape three women. Don't know that he did. I don't know that he didn't. I haven't had the inclination to look into it to find out. And I suppose if somebody thought that there was strong evidence that Crosby was innocent, then I might be inclined to look into it. So I guess, despite the fact that the whole thing is corrupt, I'm just taking it, I'm accepting he was probably guilty. To be honest, I don't really know. Yeah, I don't know. Not even sure if I should care. Maybe I should care, but not so much that I go and take action. There's only so many battles that you can fight in life. And like I said, unless there's compelling reason to believe that he really was innocent, I'm not really going to pursue it. All I have is I don't know that he was guilty. He could be, he couldn't be, I don't know. I got his name. Guess it's decades ago there was a trial. Every TV, every channel. I was delivering mail at the time. Every house that had somebody in it had that on. Quite frankly, the only thing I really remember is if it doesn't fit, you must have quit. And then the replay of him trying to move over and over. I don't know. Maybe the club really can't remember his name right now. Oh, O.J. O.J. Simpson. I know from getting the news again, looking for the murderer. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Celebrities in the courtroom. Yeah, that particular court case, I did my best not to know anything about it. Couldn't avoid it. And I still don't know what the results were for sure. Pretty sure they acquitted because he was out walking free. Playing golf as his bellies, I guess. Let's see now. It's not illegal to eat a cat and dog in the U.S. It's illegal to sell them for food, but it's not illegal to eat them. Yeah. I think it's pretty silly to make a law saying it's illegal to sell cats and dogs as food. I could see requiring labeling. And it might even require the seller to put down the species of the animal in the package. Which breed was it? Is it Chihuahua or Great Danes? And not sure how you'd label the cat. Put a patch of their fur on every package? I don't know. Anyway, wouldn't make any difference to me. Not kosher. Sorry, folks, I'm getting tired. Get to the point where I'm really tempted to pull over someplace and get a coffee. Then, I won't be able to sleep when I get to my destination, which means I'll probably wake up late. But it worked. Which is part of the purpose of this exercise of driving up. During the podcast. Let's see now. That's the last thing. Okay, it asked me to use the Perron Ball podcast. Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. I don't know how to call it. I suppose I could merge the call, but then I don't know how to hang up on it. So maybe at some future date I'll give that an experiment. Let's see now. So at 9:30 he said it's going to be an hour. That's been an hour and a half since then. And says, okay, we'll do Ron Paul Wednesday when he calls in. So Canada's doing a Wednesday update. Where he uses Ron Paul for the update. It's pretty cool. He had suggested at some point that we should probably get his friend Lenny Lavner, at least on the political half of the podcast from time to time. And I'm willing to bet that Lenny Lavner knows a lot of people that Kano should interview. Talk to on the podcast. So I think I'll encourage him to do that. I think that would make us much more informative. We have people to bounce ideas off of. Oh, me, oh, my. Three miles to Archie, 17 to Harrisonville, Kansas City is 53 miles away. So I'll be rolling in around midnight. Are we having fun yet, folks? So I guess Kano overestimated the length of that line, or he would have called in by now. Or they dispatched him someplace that has no signal. Oh, boy. Well, you talk about Stereo Legacy. Pretty much decided that Texas doesn't work either. So now we're moving on to London server, where I think the highest population I've seen on it was 22 players. So. Yeah, it kind of makes me wonder. What it is that draws people into the servers that are abusive. I guess I'm just weird. I want to play the game and improve my character. Help people out. The other servers. They want to improve the characters and beat other people down. Moving to London. We'll do excursions into West Coast server and the Texas server to go after the bullies. I think it's interesting. Uh, weekend. Road work ahead, next 3 miles. Alrighty, I guess that means I get to slow down. And the no phone zone. That's alright. I don't have any more notes to read anyway. All right. So I read this article in American Archaeology, and this guy had this brass coin. It had some Roman writing on it, and embossed on it was some emperor, but the emperor didn't fit the description of any known emperor. For one, it didn't have a Roman nose. His nose was turned up. And so they did some research. And they found that there was a man who fit that description. Who was, I guess, Gaelic. And there was a Roman who declared himself to be emperor also. And they battled with each other, and the Roman won out. And so this guy who had claimed the title of emperor gathered up his people, packed up some boats, and went off overseas. Never to be heard from again. And so you might think, well, okay, so he must have landed here because here's one of his coins. Well, that's a pretty good interpretation, except the name on the coin didn't match up. Now, the name on the coin that this guy found wasn't exactly legible. It'd been worn a little bit too much. But whatever it was, the letter pattern didn't match up with this other Gaelic guy. So the speculation is that this might have been a descendant of him over here in Americas. So more than likely, they landed here in America and formed a society that lasted long enough for them to mint at least two generations of their coins. So, kind of curious, where did they go? So that brings up this question about the Americas. All right, so this Gaelic guy apparently knew the Americas were here. sailed off toward them. And yet most Europeans didn't know the Americas were here. Egyptians knew. They carved pictures of maize in their temples. They didn't grow any of it, but they knew what it looked like. Apparently they kind of a curious thing. So the Americans were known. They talk about Columbus discovered America, but they didn't name it after him. I think, it's my considered opinion, seeing as there's many trade routes to America from Europe at the time that Columbus came over here, probably the reason why he knew America was here is because he knew about the trade routes. That's probably why he couldn't get any financing from any of the kings except the Queen of Portugal. I'd have to look into it, but apparently that was the only person that saw any benefit to breaking the trade routes, the trade secrets. Now, if a bunch of businesses can keep a secret from the public for centuries, probably millennia, I've got a friend who doesn't think that our government can keep a secret for a month. Too many loose lips out there. Well, sure, there's loose lips out there. But if you beat up the loose lips often enough, they tend to learn that life is easier for them if they keep their mouth shut. What do I know? Yes, basically that means that the conspiracies are really the common man like us keeping the secret. That's a conspiracy. The masters of this planet, they don't need to keep any secret. We keep them for them. I don't know. They put toxins in our food and say it's good. And the average public could care less. Usually give a flippant answer along the lines of, well, it was bad for us and the government wouldn't allow it. Here's a conspiracy for you. Name the number one killer on this planet. And no, it's not war. No, it's not famine. But I'll let our first caller who calls in answer that one. I'm not going to answer it for you. I don't know, Kano will probably answer it for you. I know I've answered it for you in the past. Number one killer on the planet. Slow traffic ahead. Use both lanes. Okay. Miles per hour, work road 1 mile. Shouldn't that be road work and not work road? I don't know, maybe my mind flipped it over. Half a mile. Take turns at merge. Yeah, I might have to. There's somebody behind me. They're ways back, though. They might catch up with me, seeing as I'm actually doing 60 when the sign said to. Road work ahead. Well, I won't have to take turns with them. They're passing me. Guess 60 was too slow for them. I'm just trying to keep from falling asleep. Well, in the event I fall asleep, drive off into the ditch. I should probably give you the information you need in order to find it. So if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know how to find us. That's kind of redundant. But here it goes anyway. Because you might be sharing a copy of this with somebody else who has it. So, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Or you'll find postings of previous podcasts. And I don't know if Kano maintains a blog there or not. At some point. I've got to make a point of doing so. Bridge improvements, fall 2018. Anyway, you'll find those 75 international numbers listed there. You'll find past podcasts, hopefully some commentary. And contact information, how to call in. Oh boy. Some bright lights coming at me. Okay, I'm now unmerging. And I'm moving into the slow lane. And I believe there's a sign up here that says end road work. Two of them, as a matter of fact. And another sign says I can do 70 miles per hour. And we're now inside the city of Peculiar. And that was a little strange. Thank you. Well, peculiar fart place. PPP. Graduate less time with less debt. Opportunity in action. With all those extra words and everything, I never found the name of this place. I assume it's some local community college. Oh boy, another Sonic. Peculiar, population 4,608. And we're flying right past the Flying J. At 2.59 a gallon, I think they beat the competitors to the south. However, I beat their deal way back in Stockton, where we got a local gas station that gives you 5 cents credit per gallon if you pay in cash. And so I pay in cash. And that should actually be enough gas to get me to Kansas City and back, unless I do a lot of driving. Oh, boy. Well, folks, I'm sorry if I made this podcast sound like a chore. I'm sure it wasn't very entertaining to you. And if it is, hey, call in and let me know. I don't know. I originally thought of this podcast. I figured we had something to say. We do. We have something to say. And we should share it. And, you know, it's not that we're anything particularly special. We're just a couple of average Joes like you. But you know, they told us we can either go north or we can go south. And we decided to take a right turn. And I don't think we're even going east or west or up and down. But we kind of, Kenneth's still in the rat race, but he's actively building himself a way of getting out of that system. Anyway, we got this little farm. It's about 15 acres, about half of this woods. And we're trying to work it using organic principles, using permaculture design principles. We've made a conscious decision not to have electricity run onto the land. We're not opposed to using electricity. We just we want to make our own. We want to be self-sufficient as possible. And, well, I think we've demonstrated so far that it's possible to live without those things I'm talking to you on a cell phone, which runs off electricity. But very rarely does it get plugged into the wall. It mostly depends on me earning enough money to put gas in this vehicle to run it down the road. My electricity is a byproduct of running the engine. But eventually we plan on putting up solar panels and making windmills and that kind of stuff. Pretty much make our own electricity. Well, I guess that concludes our podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I did my best to pass on some information and entertainment. I'll keep my eyes on the road. Hopefully I hear from some of you next week. Or maybe you'll send us a text or a comment on our website. Either way, I look forward to hearing from you. So good night, folks.